get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always,
I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, a.k.a. Mama Lou.
What up, guys?
Welcome back for part two of Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac?
So for those of you who missed part one of Return of the Mac, we're going to bring back our lovely friend Wikipedia over here.
And last time on Boy Band Break.
Yes. Previously on Boy Band Break.
That's right. That's what we should. So Return of the Mac is an American sitcom created by Joey McIntyre and Paul Greenberg. The series stars Joey McIntyre, Adam Ray, Jamie Denbo, Katie Wee, Padam Patel, and Barrett McIntyre. The series premiered on Pop April 12th, 2017. So actually, we are 6 years. So 6 years ago, this time period.
Oh.
Right? Because that looks like the last one aired on May 31st.
So,
there you go. So it is a show.
They did a lot of things with Pop because they also did the cruise with them, no?
Did they do the Rock the Boat with them?
I thought so, no?
Is that the Pop the channel?
Pop is a channel, yes.
Yeah, so maybe they also did. Oops, sorry.
Oops. Maybe, which makes sense.
The boat. Don't rock the boat.
Rock the boat, baby.
And KOTV. There we go. That's a TV program. Yes.
That is a really good. You know what? That we should add this one to the list too. What is that noise?
Oh, Sophia.
Sorry, that was a motorcycle. That wasn't me. It was just outside.
Sophia, the motorcycle. Why is there no Wikipedia?
Click there. IMDb. Click that. Yes. IMDb is going to have all the information that you need.
Okay. Oh, I'm not sharing anymore. Sorry, guys.
Okay, there it is.
All right. So this might be let us know if you want us to.
Let us know
if you want us to talk about Rock the Boat. And if you were actually featured on Rock the Boat, that might be kind of cool to figure out. Like, we should do some like research on this and see like what's going on. But anyways, Rock the Boat, New Kids on the Block. According to IMDb, diehard fans take the vacation of a lifetime when they board a cruise with the sole intention of being near the members of their favorite band for a few days. New Kids on the Block and KOTB, one of the hottest boy bands in music history with more than 80 million albums sold worldwide, will set sail on the wildly popular sold-out cruise with their most loyal fans for a four-day adventure at sea. The cast includes a whole range of NKOTB devotees, from three sisters taking the family cruise they've always dreamt about, to a group of single moms looking to let their hair down by partying with rock stars. Sail on back to your youth with Rock the Boat, celebrating fandom like never before.
I added it to the list.
Was it on Pop TV or?
I don't think.
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Because how did we watch it? Remember we watched a couple episodes in a hotel?
We were in L.A. for the Backstreet Boys movie documentary.
Yeah, so wasn't it on that channel, Pop TV?
It probably was Pop TV, but yes. Let's check what the IMDb thing of this is. Okay, this is...
It was on the Pop Now.
Oh, okay. So it probably was the same thing then. So you're right. So that makes sense because it's like a pop culture channel.
Yeah.
We don't get it in Canada.
No,
so
we do not.
It's not one of our channels. So we miss out on a lot of things. But speaking of IMDb, here is what their synopsis of Return of the Mac is. Joey McIntyre of New Kids on the Block has had his fair share of ups and downs in career choices. But with hard work, the love of his family, and maybe better management, he's confident that he can make it. I think is what they say in the like opening
sequence. Yeah, I think it's similar.
Stop whispering. Stop whispering.
That's what they say in the opening sequence of it.
And I believe that is similar to the Wikipedia, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, so everyone is in, so the main five.
I don't know why I also yelled because I'm not even
in eight episodes. Jenny is only in seven, so she wasn't in that one episode. The kids are 6 to 7 episodes, and it just kind of goes down. There you go.
Southwest Break.
There you go.
It goes down from there.
Wonderful. Thank
Chris
you so
from
much.
It. Chris is in 3 episodes. Joey Fatone is only in 2. So yes, there's lots of random characters. Speaking of Chris from NSYNC. All right, we are now on.
He's in the next episode, which is number 5, which is Daytime Nightmare.
Daytime Nightmare.
The last time.
So, yes. Yeah, so
previously on
the Boy Band
Break team.
Yes. Joey McIntyre was selling underwear.
Undergarments.
Personal, what do we call them?
Personal
relief garments, which are diapers, and then fell off a treadmill. So that is where we last left him.
Yep.
Yes.
So now let's see where this and. Oh, and also I forgot to mention that Alex,
the manager,
not Alex. Oh my God, Paige, got a phone call from head office saying like Sam, the executive lady who's blonde and off of her meds, is going crazy. So they've put Paige in charge, which I think is possibly part of Paige's diabolical plan this whole time.
Yes. Because there's like a tension between the two executives. Competition.
So now.
This is her chance.
This is her chance to prove that she is herself. Better. She's the better executive. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's where we are.
And I just want to preface this. I did watch all of them, but sometimes the brain doesn't remember all of the things, so I will do my best.
So if you watch the first, there's not as many extensive notes for this, is essentially what we're saying.
Yes.
We're going to kind of play through, and Sophia's going to talk. I did watch the first like minute of it, and Joey McIntyre and Chris are singing together, Chris from NSYNC, because now he is the musical director for his show.
Yes.
And they were making like a theme song.
Yeah, they're practicing the theme song. They're singing along. Joey McIntyre feels great about the show now. It's wonderful. And then he goes to talk to Paige. Can you put the video?
Oh, are you not seeing? Oh my God, I thought you were seeing the video. Oh, geez. Sorry. Hold on. Let me go back. I was just like, why aren't you commenting about Chris's face here? Okay. Okay. Share.
I was trying to like go along.
Okay.
You see it now?
Can you see it now?
Yes. So we talked about that.
They are singing. I don't know why Chris is making this face of horror, but.
Yeah. I don't remember why.
It doesn't matter.
But they're in a good place now. Oh, before it was where he wasn't making any money and he needs this job. So he appreciates Joey McIntyre for.
Oh, Chris isn't making money.
Yes. Apparently he's broke during this time.
Sounds about right. Okay.
All right. So now we are at Susie and Paige are in the office.
Yes. So, Susie is saying to Paige, oh, how come you're moving everything into boxes? Why are you doing this? And then Paige is saying, Sam will not be returning because she's going into rehab.
Oh, good. Very good.
Okay, okay.
So then Susie fights. Oh, sorry. Go back.
I go back. Yep.
Yeah, you're going a little too fast. Anyway. So then she's like telling her, you should go on vacation. You have 245 days or whatever.
Whoa. Oh, she wants Susie to take vacation.
Yes, because Sam never let her go on vacation. But Paige is like, I can handle this and I won't be needing your services as much because Sam and her are
close. How did Susie take that? Was she excited or was she upset?
She was upset because Sam never lets her go on vacation and she doesn't want to go on vacation.
She wants to go on vacation?
No, she doesn't want.
Oh, okay.
So she thinks that Paige is just trying to get rid of her and doesn't.
Yes. Okay. Basically,
got
yes.
Got it. So now Joey's there.
So now Joey's there and he finds out that Paige has fired Chris Kirkpatrick from the job.
That's so sad.
And then he asks, you're acting like Sam will not be coming back. And she's like, yes, unfortunately, she might be going to jail. So she won't be here.
Yeah.
See? And then wait, oh, you're going too fast.
Yep.
And then she's like, we lost the sponsorship. And then Joey was saying how, oh my God, I wore the diapers for no reason. And she's like, no, for no reason. The director had lots of views. And Joey was like, yeah, my kids watched that video 300 times of me falling down.
Of him falling off the treadmill?
Yeah.
That's a memeable moment.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And then she's like, so this is the director for the show, because she's made a lot of changes since Sam is gone. And instead of a nighttime, late night show, it is now going to be daytime. Like Maury Povich in the daytime. And he's like, what?
You are not the father. Good old Maury Povich. Yes.
Right. Yeah, so he is not happy that it's going to be a daytime show.
Okay. Maybe wait for Sophia to say next, and then we'll move to
Yeah, can you just go a little bit? Yeah. So then, so this is will be the director of the new show.
The woman or the man?
The woman.
Okay.
And then the man is her husband, and she told Joey, don't look at him. He's nobody important.
Oh, man. Okay,
next. Okay, and then his manager shows up, and then this was weird because he's like, nice blouse.
Stop. No,
sorry. Can Sophia, I continue?
Yes.
Sorry.
When Sophia says next, then you move next.
Okay.
Okay. Now
okay.
Go ahead, Sophia.
Okay. So he's like, "Oh, can I please speak with Joey McIntyre? He's here." And then the manager's like, "Nice blouse to him." Next.
Okay.
Then this guy was like, "Oh, you just caused sexual harassment of an employee."
Oh.
You are an employee. And Alex was like, oh, I'm not an employee. And then the accountant's like, didn't you get a pass? And then he showed the pass and he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, this is like a contract. You're now an employee because you're on our property. So now you have to come into sensitivity training.
No.
So even if you say nice blouse and compliment a woman, you still have to go into sensitivity training.
Mm.
Because that is not good.
Okay.
Next. It's basically this. Yeah. And then next, what happened here? Yeah. So she's just basically saying the same thing. Like, oh, this director is going to help do the daytime talk show. She's really good. You'll be great. And he's like, no, I don't want to do it.
He looks thrilled.
Yeah.
Yes. And then this is this will be his sign for the new show,
the Joey Mac show.
And then he's like, I'm like 69 years old there, I don't like that. And then she's like, no, don't worry, it'll be great. That's and then now this is the sensitivity training. So
the nerdy girl on the other side,
so the nerdy girl apparently photocopied her vagina.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I guess I'm assuming that's what it is, because they're like, she's like my bush kind of thing. So I was like, okay, I'm assuming this is the vagina that she's talking about.
Okay.
Yes. Whoa, so
like she's hitting on Alex.
That's right. That is correct. And then so then he's like, oh, we have a video of you to watch.
Okay.
There's no phones, because he was trying to text.
Pay attention.
No, he's trying to text Joey McIntyre to find out what's going on. But the accountant was like, no phones in sensitivity training. You need to focus on this.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, wait, go back. Sorry, go back. So then she gives him one of the photocopies that she made of her vagina.
Oh,
and she pushes it. You know how you do like notes to appear next to you?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She like handed him.
So she hands him the paper that she photocopied, and he's like, "Ooh, do you want to like you and I go have a drink later?" And she's like, "Ooh." And then the accountant was like, "Boop, that's not what you do here. No, thank you." So then he has to continue on with the sensitivity training.
All right.
This is a very long, apparently it's like 6.5 hours, the sensitivity training.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then Joey McIntyre is like, no, we're going to figure this out, Chris. I'm so sorry. This shouldn't have happened. He's like, I don't have a job. What am I going to do?
Look at him carrying all his stuff in a box.
Yes. And then he's like, screw you. Because he, like, you know, he thinks it's him who did it.
Oh, okay. Chris says this to Joey.
Joey, yeah. And then Susie's like hiding because
oh, that's Susie. Oh,
Susie, yeah. So she's on vacation now.
But now she's put on an outfit.
An outfit pretending that she's on vacation.
But she's actually in the office.
She's in the office, yeah. And then she's like, you don't see me. You don't know that I'm here. Paige has gone wild, crazy in her position of power. We need to get Sam back. And then Joey McIntyre is like, you know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree. I miss Sam. So then they plot to get her out of wherever she is.
Just carrying a cactus around and, watching and wearing a floppy hat and sunglasses.
That is her disguise. Yes. So then he goes home next. Okay. So Paige, like I said, is with power, and she wants Joey McIntyre to do the show. So Barrett, his wife, finds Paige at a spin class. Conveniently, Paige is at the spin class.
Oh, how ironic!
And then Paige conveniently tells her about the daytime show, and Barrett thinks it's a great idea. And Joey has an annoyed face, and they make fun of him of his annoyed face. And he's like, oh, how convenient that she told you about this. And then is like, hey, let's go in the kitchen and talk about this. And then Joey's like, this is her plan. She's trying to get you to be part of this plan for me to do this daytime talk show, but I don't want to do it. Next. Okay, and then
back to the sensitivity training. Now they're facing each other.
So now they're practicing how to say nice things to each other without it being like a sexually harassing kind of thing. So he has like,
a blowhorn,
an air horn.
Yes, because on her eyelids she writes something about like he wants her to do him or whatever. Something like that.
But she like blinks at him to try to give him this message.
Yeah. So then he says it out loud. And that's why the blowhorn goes off. Because that's not sensitivity training. You're not being sensitive to the female. You should not be saying that. You should not be saying those kinds of things.
Okay.
Yes. And then he tries to call his manager, but obviously can't get a hold of him because
Joey's calling his manager. Okay.
Yes,
because
he's in sensitive training because the phone is in the file cabinet.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. Oh. Then he calls. Oh, you're going too fast.
Yeah.
Well, I try to say like he calls next for advice. Who?
Johnny Wahlberg.
Yes. So obviously, in this episode, in this show, Jenny does not care for Joey McIntyre. I found it was very hilarious. I don't know why. Maybe there was rumors that she didn't like some of the band members. Who knows why she didn't like this? Anyways,
probably just funny.
Probably, yeah. So as he's talking, she's like does not care what he's saying. So she's kissing his neck. She's like doing stuff to him. Next. So then he's like trying to get advice, like, what should I do? And she's like, don't worry about it. Like, try your best. Try to get, it's like, try your best. Just do the show. You never know, like, what could happen. You may like doing it kind of thing.
All right.
He also said, like, I was in a pickle. And then Jenny was like, I want your pickle. And then he's like, can you stop?
Oh my, so she's trying to seduce Donnie as he's trying to do advice.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's next. Jenny.
Yeah.
Okay, and then.
he's in Susie's car.
Oh my God. Joey's like, Susie, you didn't have to bring me into the car to go with you. I could have went by myself.
Does she have a bobblehead of Joey McIntyre on his
Yep. Because she is a huge fan of New Kids on the Block and Joey McIntyre.
Good for
so Susan. He's like, yeah. So he's like, you don't have, you just could have just given me the address to wherever Sam is. And Susie's like, no, I couldn't do that because you're not supposed to know where she is.
And because she wanted to spend time with him in the
car. Basically, yeah. So she's like, it's a secret. I cannot. And then she's like, okay, I have music, so let's put it on. And he's like, no, how about like for the first little bit of the ride, it's just quiet. And she's like, no, we're going to put in the CD.
And is it a New Kids CD?
It is. All of them in the glove compartment had all the NKOTB CDs, cassette tapes or whatever. And she's like, don't worry, I also have the Joey McIntyre ones as well.
Aww, that's good.
Yes.
Good fan next. There, Susie.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that's basically the whole scene I just said. Yeah.
All right.
Does it? Yeah.
Oh, they made it.
Yeah. So then they go. And then, so she's like making fun of everyone in the circle. Cause you know how, like, when you go to rehab, you like talk about your feelings, yeah. And you say like how you are. So at first you're like, oh, she's actually sad about like her life, how it is. But then you realize she's making fun of everyone.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah.
So everyone's like sharing their like things and she's
like, yeah. So everyone's like sharing her like their like deep cut moments. And she's like, you know what? You all like suck, blah, blah, blah. This is how you sound.
So she's doing really well there.
Yes. So then she goes like beside her, whoever it was, and was like, do you see these two people walking up? Because she thinks she's also still delusional.
Oh, okay.
But it's Joey and Susie next.
That's all three of them, next? I guess.
Yep. Yeah, there it is. And then they're talking, and then Joey's like, we need you to come back. But she interrupts him and is like, I'm doing so well now. It's so great over here. And then next, I think it shows, yeah. So then she's like, I knew you had feelings. This place has shown me that, Susie, you have feelings and I care about your feelings. And I'm so sorry that before I didn't care about your feelings. And then Susie was like shocked, like, what?
Yeah.
Sam, is that you? What? So that's why she had like the hand over her face and stuff.
Aww.
You just went a little bit fast. Okay. Don't go too fast. Sorry. Next.
Yeah,
right here. Yeah. And then she's like, can you please get me my pillow? Because apparently she's very good about knowing what Sam likes, Susie.
Okay.
So Susie. So next.
Yeah.
So that's where Susie's going to go get the pillow. And then Joey is telling her.
So do you think that she's just being like ridiculous and not actually like recovered? Just trying to. Okay.
Yeah, I think she's being ridiculous, but who knows? Maybe she's like, it's all part of her plan. Mm-hmm. So then she's like, Joey, you know, I'm okay over here. Like, I don't want to go back until I'm ready. And then Joey's like, my show is now going to be daytime, not nighttime. And she's like, what? And then Susie brings her pillow. She screams into the pillow. Okay, next, maybe it shows it. Okay. It shows it, kind of.
Okay. Maybe from far next. Away.
Do another one.
Yeah, from far away. Okay, before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Susie brings the pillow because Sam is upset that it is now a daytime show because she liked it better that it's nighttime. A late night show, which is better for them. So she screamed into the pillow and was like, no. And it was like a 30 seconds of screaming into this pillow.
Okay.
Yes.
And then she's like, meet me in the laundry room in 10 minutes. We're going to escape this place.
Excellent.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then Joey and Susie are like, Joey says to Susie, it's okay. We'll just use the front door. Because obviously they don't need to escape because they just came from the front door.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so now back they've graduated. Yes, they've graduated the sensitivity training. So congratulations on doing 6.5 hours of sensitivity training. They will get their diplomas. Next.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully they show the diplomas. Yeah, there it is. So he's very back. So there it is. He's saying, I'm so excited. I'm going to tell my mom that she can see me now. I've graduated sensitivity training. He's like, would you like to get, like, you and your bush, or however he was saying it, to go get a drink. This was the part. And then he heard it. So the horn went off again because you're not supposed to say that in sensitivity training. Because what have you learned really in 6.5 hours if you're still saying those kinds of things?
So they took away his diploma?
They took away the diploma, and that's why he's covering his ears, because of the horn. Yes. Next. Okay. Oh, and yes. Then, did you see it showed on his door? Yeah, there's an eviction notice. So why all of his stuff is on the lawn.
Oh, no.
And so he's like, no, my Teen Choice Award. I haven't even used that yet.
So it's one of those surfboards.
And yeah.
He has all his stuff. So he's walking with his stuff from the
office.
Yes. Home to all of his stuff out on the front lawn.
Because there's an eviction notice. Yes, yeah. He has to leave this place wherever he was.
He got fired, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So he's down on his luck again.
Is that it? Oh, just the one thing?
Yeah. Next.
Okay.
And then Sam has come back, and Paige is like, "Oh, Sam, you finish your rehab so soon?" And she's like, "Yes, I heard about what you did. I'm much better now." Next. And then she was saying, Sam was saying, like, oh, how would you do a daytime show? That wouldn't work, blah, blah, blah. And then Paige is like, the boss is like very excited about this daytime opportunity of this show. And I said, I used your name for it. And he wants you to be in the New York offices of this brand. And so then Sam was like, oh, my God, yes. So then she agreed that the show should be daytime.
Ah.
Yes. And then Joey's like, what? Happy. Yeah. Joey was like, what? No, I don't want it to be daytime. So Paige manipulated Sam again to thinking that it was like her idea for the show. So then she could have the New York office. So when they were like, when Sam and Susie were talking, Paige was like blown, because she like exploded the plan of them not trying to do the show.
Oh, like a mic drop.
Yeah, because she's like blown. I did it. All right, next. So the date, they're going through ideas of a daytime show. And then this man is a dog.
Oh.
Do you see the guy there? So they're playing. So like he's on a leash. No, it's a different guy.
Oh.
He's on a leash. And she's like, this is a dog man. And they're like, look at all the shocked faces.
If
you see it on YouTube, when you watch it, they're like shocked. Like, what the? And he's like, I really want to go. Sorry?
She wants this man as a guest or as a host?
Yeah, as a guest.
On a guest on Joey's show. Okay, got
it. Yes. And then they're like, this is like weird. Next.
Yeah.
So that's what it talks about. And then they're like, no, I'm not. And then he was like, no, I'm not doing this show. This is weird. So then he leaves. Next. Okay. And then the dog man is like, I really need to go on the walk, because apparently he poos his pants. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, too bad he doesn't have Joey's personal
undergarments.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they're like, they smell it in the office.
Oh. Ew!
So then they're like, oh my God, I'm going to puke. And then Sam like pukes, because that's disgusting. That's why they're making the faces.
Okay.
Oh, and then she's like, get the doggy bag.
Oh.
Aw, yeah. Chris is on a bench.
Ooh.
Okay, so he's on a bench. Chris on a bench, scratching a scratch ticket. He wins money on the scratch ticket.
Good job, buddy.
There's a guy on the bike that takes the scratch ticket. And he's like, no. That was funny. I don't know why I laughed, but it was funny. So then he gets the ukulele. And he starts playing it because he's sad.
Oh, that's the end of the episode?
No, that's the end. Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yes.
That is episode 5.
All right.
That's episode 5. Hopefully that explained a little bit. It was fun. It was a good one.
All right. So, yes.
So then they're like previously on.
Yes. So now we are on episode 6, Celebrity Tantrum.
All right. So Celebrity Tantrum. So now he's not doing the show anymore. So he is depressed. Next.
Okay.
He's lying down on the couch. He's like, I'm not doing this show. What's his name again? I forgot.
Flan
comes and tries to give him some wisdom. Joey McIntyre says, I don't have time for this right now. I'm just here resting on the couch. Next. And then Flan is giving him a crystal. Oh. And Joey McIntyre says, oh, do you just rub it for good luck? And Flan's like, no, you stick it up your ass. And
I was literally going to make that joke. And now I'm
yes. Gonna... So basically, you stick it up your ass, and that's how the luck comes.
Oh my God.
Does Joey give the.
Joey makes a nasty face.
He gives it back. He's like, I don't want this.
Flan has a lot of bodily fluid.
Yes, it's funny. And then Alex, the manager, comes and is like, hey, buddy. We have to be in a meeting in 15 minutes at, what is the name again?
Comfy Channel.
Yes. And, Joey says to him, oh, I quit that. I'm not going. He's like, you quit? What? You can't quit. And then Joey's like, you know what? You're fired, Alex. So he fires him.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yes. So then Flan gives it to Alex, and Alex is like, oh, this is something.
Oh no, he takes the crystal.
But because Alex is such a because Alex is such like a crazy character too, they like, I don't know, it makes it work. It's fun.
Yes.
Like he understood his joke. Like he understood. He's like, oh, this is cool.
Two chaotic energies coming
right? Yeah, yeah, like they get each other. I don't know. In that moment, anyways, they got each other.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, so this is the intro, and now we're in the office.
Yes. So now Alex, the manager, comes and is like, Joey McIntyre should be here any second now. And he points to the door.
Oh, God.
Next. So, yeah, so she's just waiting, and he's like, huh? And then Paige is like, nobody said anything. So they're still waiting. Apparently, they have a ferret. Sam has a ferret in the cage. That's to help her when she's upset, to calm her down. So she personal gets Susie. Support. Yeah. Personal pet support.
Oh, emotional
animal.
Support.
That's yeah, emotional yeah. support animal.
All
so
right.
That's a ferret. So she gets Susie to come and pet it because she does not want to pet it.
So when she's
apparently, Suze does everything for her.
No, there you go.
All right, so then they're still waiting for Joey McIntyre. He's like, yeah, no, he's coming. Of course he's coming. He'll just be here in any minute. Next. There it is. There's the point. So he's like, any minute now, he'll be right here. And then they just show the door, and then he's not coming.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, but wouldn't that have been great if he did show up as soon as I did that?
That would have been great.
Yes. And then next, and then so he takes out his sewing kits.
Okay. So Joey is back home.
Back home now, yes. Joey McIntyre is still home. He took out the sewing kits because apparently when he's down on his luck with his career, he takes out the sewing kit and does sewing.
I did not know that. Yes. I wonder if that's fake.
I don't think that's real.
I don't think that's true, but for this show, yes. So he takes out all the supplies from the box. And then Barrett comes and is like, you always do this when you're down on your luck and your job is like, you're not having the jobs. And he's like, this helps me to clear my head. This is what I'm going to do right now. So basically, Alex is still there saying he'll be here any minute now. And then Paige is like, we've been waiting for over an hour. He's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, they're very angry in these faces. And then he starts to cry because he was fired, and he finally tells them. And then Paige is
like, get out of the office.
Paige is like, get out of the office. He's not coming.
So now Sam is crying?
But Sam is crying because she's upset that Joey's not going to do the show. So she calls Susie in to pet the ferret because she's upset. That helps to calm her down. The ferret bites her.
It looks like it's about to bite her.
Yes. Okay. So she pets the ferret. The ferret bites her. She's like, can somebody help me, please? Sam does not care about this happening. She's like, I think he touched bone. She still does not care.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Poor Susie.
I know, right? Come on. So then he tries to call Joey McIntyre. He does not pick up. Next. Okay. Obviously, Joey doesn't answer the phone because he's now going to Paige. So Paige now apparently has lost her job as well.
Oh, no.
Yes. Got boxes for everybody to move in.
Boxes for everybody. So then they talk, and then he's like, hey, let's go for a drink and be sad together. And she's like, I would never go out in public with you.
Oh. Ow.
Alex so, just always tries, eh? Yeah.
Okay, not in public, but at next, her house.
Wow.
So there it is. And then, so she dresses up in her high school uniform, lacrosse. Okay. And she's like, oh, this outfit still fits. And look, and then she pulls back like a little bit of her skirt and is like, look, it's loose. He's looking at her second place ribbons. And he's like, wow, you have so many ribbons that are in second place, because obviously I guess she's not gonna get in first place because she's always about being number one, but she can't get number one. She never gets or because there's somebody better than her. So then
she's like seducing him.
Yes. So then he's talking and he's like, she's like, ew, stop talking. And then she pushes him on the bed. Next.
Wow.
And then she's like,
she's squeezing his nipples.
Yeah, sure is. So then she's like, the neighbors don't like the loud screaming, and puts the TV high up. And he's like, why? And then that's why, because of the nipples. Ow. And then she smacks him in the mouth and then like holds his, closes his mouth with her hand. Next.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was a very interesting scene.
Yeah, no kidding. What the?
Yes. So then they're back at Joey and Barrett's house. Barrett is looking at her clothing, and Joey McIntyre has made a creation from his plethora of art materials there. So then she's like, why do you have so much leather? And then Joey's like, you should know as a fashion person that everyone needs a little bit of leather. So there is his sewing machine, and he's made a clutch purse.
Oh, God bless him.
Random.
So go back.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, this clutch purse is great. And she's like, I know, Barrett is like, I know fashion. Women do not need that big of a purse. And Joey McIntyre says, this big clutch purse would be great because you can put your phone in, your papers, anything you need. You need more room than that little small clutch purse that people usually have.
He's right, you know.
Which in his defense, fair point. Right? Like your phone, your keys, like that phone small kind of a clutch.
Keys. Phone right? But, keys. Absolutely, yeah.
So I would take that. Not bad, but
I mean, I do like the color. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. Next
it's like light blue and
okay. There we go.
So okay. Yeah, so he's just saying like, I know better than you because people would totally buy this clutch purse.
So then
he's doing the glue gun and she's like, you don't know how to use a glue gun. You're gonna burn yourself. And he's like, yes, I do. And then what does he do?
Burns himself.
He burns himself. Go back. Sorry. Yeah, so he burns himself with a glue gun. And then he's like, well, now I need to go to the fabric store and get more fabric and make an even bigger clutch purse.
Brickland.
Fabricland. Yeah. So next. Okay. And then this is where the celebrity tantrum is coming.
Uh-oh.
In the title. Yeah. So then he's like, I'll show. Yeah. So he has like bags of fabric. Next. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Before.
Someone calling him?
Sorry. So he has bags of fabric and he puts some of the bags on his car and he's like, I'm going to make a bigger clutch purse. I'll show you. He's just saying it like in a funny manner because mad. He's mad now.
Yes.
Next. Mm-hmm. So a fan shows up. What a little person. Is that appropriate?
Yep.
Okay. So the little person comes and, Joey Mack is like, no, that's not me. I'm not Joey McIntyre. I'm not a celebrity. And
that looks like the pin that Susie made.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, you are. I have a picture of you. This is how you look like. So he shows them. And then next.
Yeah.
So then he's telling the fan, I'm sorry, I don't want to take a picture. Not right now. I'm not in the mood. No, thank you. So then he's also like saying, he said like, oh, it's a little slip of the tongue because he said a small person. So he just used the word that made it seem like he was saying something bad, but he wasn't really.
Okay.
'Cause you know how like when you say little person, some people say a different word to describe them.
Yeah.
So he got offended, but Joey McIntyre didn't say anything bad. It was just, he said, you're a little nothing. Like, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I just have like a small idea.
Oh, it's a boy fan. I thought it was a girl.
Yes. No, it's a boy fan. Yeah, yeah. So he's like, no, I don't want to do it. He said something like, it's a small thing. And he's like, what are you saying? What? And then he was like, oh, it's just a slip of the tongue. I didn't mean anything by it. Like, I'm not making fun of you. I just don't want to take the picture. Next. So then he's like mad. So then Joey takes the phone out of the fan's hand, and then the fan is like, "Give me back my phone." Next.
And now other people are filming in the back.
Now other people are filming because this is the celebrity tantrum. So he puts his hand on the fan's head because he's like, "I don't want to take this picture. Leave me alone."
So the guy's also swinging at him.
Like I said it to you nicely. Next. Okay, sorry, before this part. Sorry, then, so he's getting upset. Everyone's filming him. So this is the celebrity tantrum. Then the fan, like, is jumping on his back because he wants his phone back, but he won't give the phone back.
Oh, no.
Okay, so then they go back to the bedroom, and they're having Whoa. Sexual relations.
Sorry, is this Alex and Paige?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she's like, you're like a rock. What are you doing? Let me do it. Apparently he does not satisfying her is the gist of why.
Wow.
Is why she said that. Then the phone rings or buzzes. And she's like, don't answer that. Don't answer that. And he's like, I need to answer that. It could be Joey McIntyre. Oh, so he picks up the phone and he looks at it. It's the video of them fighting in the parking lot.
Oh.
Of him saying, no, I don't want to take a photo.
Oh, next. No.
Yeah. So then she's like, this is my chance to get him back in the show.
Because now he's at a low point.
Yes. So she leaves Alex. And Alex is like, where are you going? And she's like, honey, it's okay now. Word through kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. It was just like to make me feel better, basically.
Oh, no.
Make her feel better. No. And then he's like, so should I just stay here? And she's like, you should go as well.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah. All right. Next. So then he's back at home looking at the video of him.
Oh, Joey is.
Yeah.
Joey McIntyre back at home. Watching the video of him doing what he did in the parking lot with the fan because he didn't want to take a selfie.
That's what even worse.
Yes. And then Barrett's like, I saw. And then Joey McIntyre's like, it's not even that bad. I didn't even do anything bad. Like, I just told him I don't want a photo. I don't want to take a photo. Okay, next.
Okay, yeah.
And then look at her band-aid on her arm. Like, oh, she's bleeding because of the fair bite.
No, oh, poor Susie. So now we're back at the
office. Office, yeah. And then...
She also has a bunch of band-aids on her fingers. So obviously the ferret attacked
multiple times. Yeah, like leave her alone. Maybe she needs a little bit of a break of petting the ferret.
Yeah, yes. Maybe.
So Sam is talking to the boss of Comfy Channel, the higher ups. And then Susie walks in and Sam is like, no, everything is okay. And then next.
Yeah.
Susie shows her the video of what happened in the parking lot with the fan, Joey McIntyre and the fan. And she's like, oh, it's not that bad. And then and then more of it happens. And she's like, yeah, I can see how that's bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also find out that Susie also has scratches on her neck from her chin. And her chin.
Yes. Susie. Poor Susie. See how a good friend she is?
I know.
And then Sam was like, yes, absolutely. It's a dire situation right now. And shoo Susie awake. She doesn't want to watch the video anymore. Next.
All right.
Yeah. And then she's like, this is not good. What are we doing? What are we going to do? Next. And then she gives him a hug. She gives her a hug because obviously Susie is an emotional support person as well, apparently.
Oh, no.
She does many things for this woman.
Oh, God bless.
Yes. And then Paige comes back and is like, we got to do something about the show. Next. Look at these faces. Ah, yes. So Paige goes. Sorry, next. Do back. So then Paige goes to them and is like, we need to do an intervention. We need to, because of the celebrity tantrum, we need to get him back on the show. He's losing his mind, basically. Okay. Next.
So now it is Paige, Sam, Susie, and Flawn.
At Joey McIntyre's house. So Joey is looking up at them and they're looking down at him. Yes. Because he was sleeping before. So he's like, he wakes up, he sees this, and he's like, what the hell? Because this would scare anybody, like four people on top of you like that.
Yeah.
So they're all sitting down and they're like, this is an intervention, Joey. I'm sorry, but like, we can't keep going on like this. Literally just one thing happened and they're like, something is worse than that has happened. It's crazy. So this like ridiculousness of this scene is crazy. So they're like, you need to stop being crazy person. And we care about you, so you need to come back to work. And they're just going on and on about this. Okay. And then Alex is at the door. He wants to talk to him. I know he knows he's still fired, but he's also sad because he basically Joey McIntyre is his only friend.
Aww,
poor Alex.
So then Kira.
Yep.
Opens the door and Alex is like, oh, is your dad here? And she's like, he's here, but he doesn't want to talk to you because you said that, what was it again? You said that, I don't know, I don't remember what the specific word was, but you said that you would fix it and then you didn't fix the show or something like that. But yeah, basically her dad said he doesn't want to talk to you.
Okay.
And then they brought Jack Osborne in because apparently Jack Osborne will help the situation in this intervention.
Jack Osborne? Is that a wrestler? The guy in the purple shirt? Jack Osborne?
Yeah.
He's Ozzy Osbourne's son.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So Flan brought him, but Flan told him that there's an intervention, but also he told him that they're selling the house, but they're not selling the house.
Ah, okay.
So he came because he wanted to buy the house?
Because that's why he's going. He left the scene area.
And okay.
Because he's going to go look around the house. Because he thinks that it's being sold.
Okay.
And now we have on the TV.
So now there's videos of people. One of the videos is of them saying, Joey, go back to work.
This is Donnie Wahlberg.
Yes. Because we care about you. And Donnie obviously cares about him, right?
Yeah.
He's one of the best people that cares about him.
Whenever he needs advice, he goes to Joey.
Jenny is in a pink wig.
And then, I don't know, just to be fun, I guess. And then Jenny's like, yes, we love Jordan.
Oh, gosh.
And then Donnie's like, no, it's Joey McIntyre. And she's like, and then she's like, oh, I don't care about that one.
Amazing.
So then he's, Alex, the manager, is crying because obviously he's fired. Nobody wants him anymore. Joey doesn't want him. So he's crying in his pizza. Yeah. Isn't that so sad? But how do you order a pizza?
Joey's house.
Yes.
I mean, okay. I guess.
And then you're like crying, and then you're crying. Like that? Look at that. Aw, look at his face.
I know.
Aw. Yeah. Poor and then he's eating the pizza. He's eating his emotions.
Yeah.
And then they're just going on and on about this. And he's like, no, I don't want to. And then they're trying to convince him. And then he's like, I guess he's like convinced to go back because he's like, you're okay now. Don't worry. And then he shows, Jack Osborne shows him the price that he wants, that he'll give if they sell the house.
Oh, God.
So then he looks at the paper and he's like, oh, that's pretty good. And then looks at Barrett and then he's like, oh, maybe let's think about it. And then Barrett looks at him with like this look of like, don't even think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
We are not selling the house. Yeah. Next.
So now he's making the giant clutch.
Now making the giant clutch. And then he says, oh, keep going. Next. He tells Barrett, have you ever done rhinestones on a clutch? They're the most fanciest ones on a clutch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think he would know that as a fashion person. It was hilarious. This scene was very funny. And she's like, you does not need that big of a clutch purse. Barrett is like, I know fashion. I'm a stylist. I know what people like. This is way too big. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Next.
All right.
So now she's back to taking her pills. She's back to like wanting to take her pills, but there's no pills inside. That's why she's like shaking it out, and then she licks around inside. Cause she's like, maybe the residue of the pills will still be there, so she'll still get like some on her tongue.
Oh, okay. And then
that's it. And then Joey McIntyre is sleeping on the couch, and then Alex comes in. Alex, the manager, comes in, covers him with a blanket, and Barrett's like, "Get out of my house!"
All right, that is episode 6.
Now two more to go, guys. Two more
hopefully to go. I can remember 7 because it's right. been a while. So
this one is called An Offer Joe Can't Refuse.
Episode 7.
Yes. Let's see if I can remember this. Previously on Return of the Mac.
Just listen to the previous episode. Yeah. All right. Yes. So now they're at Griffin's soccer game.
Okay. So now they're at Griffin's soccer game. He knows that Joey McIntyre quit. So he's saying, Griffin is telling Joey, I want to quit too because I want to be just like you.
Oh, no.
And then Joey's like, yeah, that's great that you want to do that. But come on, soccer, you love soccer. And he's like, no, not quit soccer. I want to just be like you, lying on the couch, sleeping and eating food on the couch. Mom doesn't let me do that ever. So basically, he wants to quit because he wants to eat food on the couch.
Nice.
Sorry, go back. Sorry. So Joey convinces Griffin to stay and do the soccer because he'll let him eat a pizza on the couch. Just don't tell Mom.
Oh, okay. Good.
And he agreed. Okay, I'll go back to do soccer.
Next. All right.
So apparently this coach that coaches the soccer team is a dick. Very rude, very mean to the kids. doesn't let them have fun. It's very like a sergeant, like, no, you need to do this, you need to do that. How are we going to win if you're soft? So Joey tells the coach, maybe like keep like put it down a little bit. Like they're just like 5, 6 years old. Like it's okay. And then the coach says to Joey, that's not how we win. Don't be like a snowflake kind of thing. He doesn't say snowflake, but he's like, don't be like that. That's why don't you go back and up to the stands, like where all the parents are, and I'll do the coaching here.
Ow, ow, ow. Dun, dun.
It was quite, yeah. So then he's like, he yelled the last part. So then he's like, oh, I hope my yelling voice will be okay, because he's going to yell at the children now. And go back.
Yeah.
So then he's like, to each child, you got to run that way. You got to go that way. You got to run. Like, so they're running the field. They're running in laps around the field.
All right.
So, wow. He's putting them through the paces.
Putting them through the paces. All
right. Even at 6 years old.
Good job.
Or however old they are. All right, next.
Okay.
Now Joey is back at his home. There's clothes next. On a rack, so I'm assuming Barrett is there as well.
Next.
Oh, okay. There's a naked man.
So he walks in. He just sees the man. He doesn't see Barrett. Barrett is down by where his pants are with a pin in her mouth. So it looks, obviously, it looks sexual because you're like, you're just walking in and you see your wife like that. But you don't see your wife. Like, he doesn't see until she pops out from under, from behind the couch.
Behind the couch. Yeah.
Yes, behind the couch. And then he's like, oh, what's going on over here? And she's like, hey, darling, I'm just fixing this man's pants.
Okay. Next.
And then he's like saying, he's like a male model. That's why he's there, because they're doing like a fashion show kind of thing. Next. So they're just, so he's just letting him know. Barrett is great. She does such a great job.
Does he have an accent? Is he very
like, he has an accent, yes.
He looks like he would have an accent.
Yes.
And then this is your wife.
Basically. She's doing a great job. Don't worry. And then look, that's so funny. So he takes her like, and then they dance.
Oh geez.
Barrett and the guy dances. And then I guess Joey's in like awkward position because he's like the third wheel now. Like,
oh god,
right? Next,
speaking of third wheels, holding their wedding picture.
Yes.
Who is this man?
Alex is Alex, the manager.
The manager. He's on a couch. Manager. My guess, he's at his office. Next, yes, he's at his office, and he pretends to be on the phone with Dr. Dre, and he's like, "Dr. Dre, you're great." And Joey McIntyre walks in as he's talking, and he's like, "Okay, bye, Dr. Dre. Talk to you later." And then Joey's like, "You are not talking to Dr. Dre. I know who you are. Why are you lying?"
Eh.
So, because he's trying to pretend like he's cool again, but he's not.
But his shirt is unbuttoned, so he's probably been living on the couch at his office all the time.
Yes. Well, apparently he was like washing the car for like a week at Joey's house. So he was like coming every morning to wash the house, to wash the car, I guess, to make him take him back as a manager. So then Joey comes into the office and is there to apologize. He's like, I'm so sorry that I fired you. I need you back.
And he's not wearing pants.
He's not wearing pants, but he does a dance. That's right, Alex. Yes, he does a dance because he's happy to be back with Joey McIntyre because, as I said, he's his only friend.
Aww.
Well, in the show anyways.
Obviously.
Yes. And then they're hugging because it's a beautiful moment that the friendship has been repaired.
Well, Alex is hugging.
Yeah.
Joey looks
yes. Well, I'm sure he was okay with the hug because they were okay now.
Aww. Now they're at Comfy and Susie has a little doll dressed up like her, having a little dinner date with Joey McIntyre.
Joey McDoll.
Yes, that is very sweet. So then he's back at the office, and I believe this is happening because he wants back into doing the show.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they're talking about it. What show can they do?
What is the doll doing? He's playing with the doll now.
They're playing. Yeah, he's playing with the doll, but it doesn't. No, I don't remember this part. Sorry. Okay, now he's back in. Next, I think they're. I think he's talking to. Yeah, he's talking to them again, and he's like, "Oh,
Agent Sam."
After Agent they had Sam. Coitus.
Yes.
Super awkward.
He wants to do the show, but he wants to do the late night show, so. There, he's trying to convince them to do for him to do that show the way that he wants to do it.
And
so apparently they agree because they're happy about it. Yay. See, look at the happy faces. Look at that. Happy. Yes, they're hugging. Everyone's excited now. They're back at the soccer game. I don't remember this one. Sorry. I think it's just like telling him, like, I'm back. Don't do this to my kid, blah, blah, blah.
He's yelling at the kid.
He doesn't listen to what Joey is saying. Yeah, this guy was like a real big jerk in the scene.
Why are you taking a picture of Joey?
I don't remember.
Okay, and we're back.
Sorry, I don't remember that part. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
So then they're back. The male model is back in his living room.
Yes, back in his living room. They're back at the house. They're talking to each other, saying like, "Oh, we're gonna go." So apparently, Barrett is gonna go to Italy, another country, for the stylist Quinn. So they're thinking up of a time to go.
So the male model is wearing clothes, but him and Barrett are drinking wine together on the couch.
Yes,
and Joey's not happy.
Joey's not happy because they're coming up. So then she's telling him like, "Oh, I might be going to a different country with Quinn and this male model to style them."
Joey gets a phone call, I guess.
Joey gets a phone call to the soccer coach. He has an emergency, I guess.
Joey has to take over the soccer game.
And then Joey calls. Donnie Wahlberg.
Yay.
With so more advice.
He's on his wife's talk show.
Hartley show. So
and she does not care for him anymore. And Joey's on a swing. And he's like, "What do I do? What do I do about the show?" And he's like, "You just gotta go for it. Take the chance." Because I guess they're still talking about doing the late night show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's basically about the same.
Okay. It's like a good like format.
Yeah.
All right. So now there's a dark room
with a glass of wine. A man is pushing Joey McIntyre.
Oh wow.
Okay. I think this is about the crime show that he wants to do with the guy, one of the biggest actors, Dan Pecker or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like. Yes.
So this lady is also having a glass of wine.
Is she an actress as well, or
possibly? But
is that like a secret meeting?
I think she's trying to like get him another like commercial or sponsorship, if what I remember correctly. Okay. So it's like giving a deal like you can't refuse.
Yep. Okay.
So I think it's like a commercial.
Take on The Godfather, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Dinner and she's trying to convince him. Is she like a manager?
I think this is like a business manager.
So she's trying to get Joey onto the show that he actually wants to do.
Okay. Yes. And they're having like weird elaborate dinner somewhere.
Yes. I don't know. This was like a weird scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now Joe is back at his house and Barrett is coming into the kitchen and he has a bottle of champagne.
And they're talking and then he's talking to her about like, "Oh, I have a show that I want to do." The business manager was saying like that it would be a great show for him to accomplish what he wanted. And then I guess she's like, "Yeah, no, absolutely. You should go. You should do it." Next. So they're basically talking about that. Even though it's only like a little bit of things that I said, that's basically.
Oh, there she is again.
She is. And then I believe this is like.
This is like a femme fatale kind of lady.
Yeah, so I think like it's like an audition of what he will be doing.
Okay.
So what? He's in a Speedo now, doing a car wash, kind of like washing the car of this business
manager. For
those manager.
Who cannot see, it's a leopard print Speedo.
Yeah.
And he's now, yes, he is soaping up this woman's car, and you can see
I don't know if it was like an audition of like things that like, this is what the business manager wants. And he's like, oh, I guess she thinks he's hot. So here's us put, can you wash my car in a Speedo? And obviously he was like, absolutely, I can. Yes.
Hell yeah. So was this what Alex was doing for Joey to try to get, like, by washing his car? Is that
I get, hopefully not naked, but
hopefully
yes.
Hopefully not naked, but yes. Yes. Good job, Joe. All right.
All right.
So now we are in the last
the final
one.
Episode.
Yes. Sorry about that one. I was like, some of it I couldn't remember.
That's okay. No worries.
All right. It was like the gist of it.
Okay. All right. So this is the finale now. It is called The Joe Must Go On.
So it's the daytime show that is happening.
The Joey Mac show, and it looks like his guest is Joey Fatone.
No, that is the sidekick. So he's agreed to the sidekick. Remember on the episode he didn't want it? Now he's agreed to all the things.
Oh, that's
so right. Joey's the sidekick. Chris Kirkpatrick is the music
director.
Musical director, yes.
Is that, did he pop through the wall?
Is that no, Susie
no,
hiding?
That is Susie hiding because the guest was supposed to be someone. I don't remember who the guest was supposed to be.
But did they like end up bailing?
Is it Jay?
Yeah, they were supposed to come, but they couldn't afford to fly the guest in.
Oof. Oh no.
Because of this guy, because of the accountant.
Reagan like, Malcolm, man.
Yeah, we didn't have the money to bring him in. So he has, so Joey McIntyre has no guests, but I don't remember who it was supposed to be.
Okay.
Next.
Somebody nodded. Yeah. This is
yes. Okay, so now we're back home. At home.
Now back on home. Next. They're talking.
Flan is there. Watching the kids.
Oh, they're doing protests.
Yes, so they're both good. They both have jobs, obviously. So Barrett is telling Joey McIntyre, we have Flan. He's great with the kids. We can do both jobs, not a problem. Then we see them like Flan is obviously practicing doing protests with the children. Start them young.
That's right.
Got to stick up for people, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Next. Oh, sorry. Go back. So then they agree. She's like letting him know, like, oh, I'm flying to the country. As last episode, they were talking about going. She was going to go style the male model and the boss, Quinn. So he's like, I'm fully supportive of this. And then he's like, just don't dance with the male model anymore. Because he did not like that. And she's like, okay, yeah. Next. And they're back at the Comfy Channel. Next, and then so now the Comfy Channel is like the Joey Mac show, and then infomercials
for baby doctors,
and that's about it. Like, it's very like a bland channel now. So then Joey Mac is there, saying hi, and
Susie's looking at something.
Susie looks sad.
I don't know what it's, okay. I don't remember what that is. Sorry.
Got our
Alex
guys
is back in his office.
Yeah, so on. Alex says, I have a new show with that actor guy that he loves, Dan Becker or whatever. I don't remember the name, but it's a big deal because he'll be in a big crime series.
Ooh. Brass badge.
Yes, so he will be doing an audition the next day, the same day as the premiere of the show, so that he's in a pickle now. Because what does he do?
No,
that guy looks so familiar.
Yeah,
is this the actor.
Yeah, do you think he was in Arrested Development?
No,
I'm not sure.
I think that's another manager. I think that's a manager or like the director of the show that he wants Joey to be on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the director.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next. And they're talking about it.
You have to choose.
Yeah.
Do you want the audition or do you want your show?
Right. So then Alex is like, the show that you've always wanted with like your favorite crime actor or the daytime show that you didn't really want.
Yeah.
And then he kept doing it like up and down with his hands. Cause he's like, pros or con, which one do you want? Obviously the one that you're always talking about.
Yeah.
The crime
yeah.
show. Yeah. And
Joey's in a pickle, who does he call?
Wait. Joey's like, thank you so much for that information. That conversation that you just had by yourself about the pros and cons of the show that I want to do.
Yeah.
And then he's in a pickle. Yes, go ahead, Cynthia.
Who does he call? Donnie Wahlberg.
Woo-hoo!
And again with his wife, Jenny.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't know. I really enjoyed these characters. Like, it was fun. I really liked it. Yeah. So then he's like, oh, what should I do? And he's like, you've always wanted to do the true crime drama with that actor. Why don't you do it? And he's like, oh, it's just an audition.
Why can't he do the audition at a different time?
Yeah.
Like, why can't
he
just do
that? I don't know. I guess that was just like the set time and that's all that's what you got to do.
Education is key. But
I guess show business, like, doesn't matter. You just like.
Yeah, that's true.
They You're do right. whatever no, time you want, right? Like
mm-hmm.
All right, next. Yeah. And then, so he's telling them, I got an audition for this like crime drama that I wanted to do. And then they're like, no, you have to do the premiere. What do you mean? And then he's upset because he wants to do that show that he's always wanted to do.
Makes sense.
So basically, that's basically all the
scenes. He made a commitment.
Yes.
Oh, he's looking at next. Susie. What's happening here?
Okay, I don't remember that.
Susie, okay,
I think she's like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm okay, Susie. I don't want to do that show. I need to go do the other show. And then, so then he dresses up as, he dressed. I didn't realize at first it was him, but yeah, it is because he started to talk.
Mustache.
So apparently this is how the actor is in the crime drama. I guess his favorite actor in the crime drama in the show. He's wearing a mustache, then glasses, and then like a brown coat, some jeans, and a brown like turtleneck, and has a gun. So I guess it's a cop.
Like an undercover cop with
aviators
on,
something like that. And then Alex is like, you're going to get it. You have to get it. And this is what you wanted to do. And he's like, don't worry. You're going to do great. And he takes off the glasses and is like, are you sure? Look at me. Look how it is. And Alex is like, yes, you're going to be fantastic.
All right.
And so then
now back
we're
on the
back
set of the Joey Mac show.
With Joey Fatone. And Joey Fatone is angry.
Uh-oh.
And he's showing his true colors, as Chris Kirkpatrick said when Chris was like, can you do this for me, man? And he's like, no, get out of here. And then he's like,
monster. Has a really weird look on his face in this still.
Yeah, because he's calling him a monster because he's like, this is the true Joey Fatone. He doesn't help anyone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Next. And then
he's spitting. What is he doing? Ew.
So Susie made the wrong coffee. And as you know, as coffee, not you guys, but like whoever's a coffee drinker, you need to make the coffee right or it will not taste good. So Joey Fatone is like
spitting it out.
Can you not make right coffee?
Oh, no.
How hard is it? So that's why he's spitting it out, because it tastes gross.
Oh, no.
So he gets mad at her. Then he gets so mad, he throws the cup of coffee on the ground. And coffee cup goes everywhere. Obviously, it breaks. And
Joey Fatone, he's so mean.
He showed his true colors of how angry he is. No. So then Susie like leaves because obviously she didn't want to get hit by the coffee cup.
Of course.
Next. Then we see Los Angeles Airport with an airplane.
Oh, Barrett.
So now we see Barrett and Quinn are heading to Buenos Aires, I believe they were saying, South America.
Quinn is taking some medication.
Go back. So she's taking sleeping pills, and she asks Barrett, did I already take a sleeping pill? And Barrett says, yes, you've taken quite a bit. And then Quinn's like, that's okay, I'll take one more.
Ooh, awkward. Okay.
So then they call each other. Joey calls her at the airport and is like, oh, have a safe trip, blah, blah, blah. The usual what the husband says to the wife when you're going on a trip.
Yeah.
And then they're at the audition. So the director's like, say your line. And then he's like, what are you doing? Because he didn't say the line properly because there was too much on his mind. He was just like so sad. I don't know. He's like very conflicted about like what show he wants to do. Does he want to do the daytime show or this show? And it affected his performance.
Oh.
So I guess he's not doing great in the audition. So the director is telling him, that you can do better. Like, just show that passion because you love this one. You love the character that you're playing. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if I can do it. So,
oh, that looks like a flashback.
I don't
know. So they're doing a flashbacks of like the intervention of like the family. Sometimes you gotta put
your dancing.
So this one, this part of that was like, you got to put your foot down. You're Joey McIntyre. You get to decide what you want to do in your life, what projects you want, that kind of thing. So that's what he's flashing back to.
Okay.
So then this back to the Joey Mac show set. And obviously Joey Fatone is still being upset.
Beating up Chris?
What's happening?
Yeah, he's putting his arm behind his back and like shooing him away. What a monster, like Chris Kirkpatrick said. And now he's fighting him. Look at him.
Oh, he's choking Chris.
Oh, no.
He says, nobody cares.
Oh, but look who's arrived. Joey McIntyre without a mustache.
So he's like, obviously he didn't do the audition anymore. And he's back on this the show that he's meant to be. It just meant to be the Joey Mac show. So this is the show he decided to do instead. He's come to save his own show.
All right.
All right. So, wait, go back.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
Nope.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. And then, so Joey Fatone is there, and he's like, he introduces all the people. It's Chris Kirkpatrick. He introduced the musical director. Then he introduced Joey McIntyre, and he's like, welcome to the Joey Mac show. Next.
Playing with foam moss balls.
Some moss balls on the table.
And he's like, oh, look. Oh, yes. He moves that so Joey McIntyre can dance on the table because he's very excited that the show has started. So he says to Chris Kirkpatrick, his musical director, hit some music. And then he dances on the table.
He hears that he's playing a bongo of some
That's
sort.
Yes. Yes.
And then, they do like fun little skits. First one, obviously, you know how like in daytime they win the prizes. So an audience member won a vacuum in the show. And then they're doing a skit. They're pretending that the pirates is taking over the ship. It's like crazy waters going like back and forth.
So the two Joeys are wearing yellow fisherman outfits and Chris Kirkpatrick is wearing a pirate outfit.
And then it doesn't really show like what happens to them. It's just showing that they do fun skits in this Joey Mac show. And then go back.
Oh, yeah.
So then he introduces the first guest and we're like, oh, who's it going to be? Who's the first guest going to be? And then if you watch the first episode.
It is January Jones.
Woo! Yes. And then it shows
like. I don't know who she is, but she's pretty.
Go back. Sorry, you're going a little faster. So then Joey McIntyre quizzes her about New Kids on the Block. Or sorry, Joey McIntyre trivia. Because she's a huge fan of Joey McIntyre. Then she's like, oh, he asked how old was he when he first joined New Kids on the Block? And she said, you were 12 years old. And then she asks the question to him because apparently the guest can interview the host as well. She's asked, how old was I?
Oh.
How old was I when
you joined the band?
Joined the band or something like that. And she's like, oh, don't answer that. I was like 2 years old or whatever. Something like
that. Amazing.
Yeah. Next.
Okay.
And then they're showing how much fun the Joey Mac show is. So Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick are on the music. There's like keyboards and the bongo.
All of a sudden, Joey Fatone is fine and normal.
Yes, they're and showing he, because Joey McIntyre saved the show.
Okay.
You so can't have a show just one person. You need two.
So he was upset because Joey McIntyre left.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So then they were like singing, like they're saying, thank you so much for the first show. It was a huge success. Thank you to January Jones.
Yeah. January Jones. Yeah.
January Jones. And they just show like how much fun they were having on their first show. Next. Okay. And then the executives were there watching how great of a first show it was. Next.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Joey McIntyre is thanking the cast and the crew for having a great first show. And then he pulled up his champagne glasses. They all did. He told them to come closer so he can hear this beautiful speech that he's going to make. Next. Then the executives, Paige and Sam, are like, be quiet. The head of the channel is talking to us about continuing the show. Then they put him on speaker, the head of the channel, and is like, you guys did a wonderful job on the first show. You do a fantastic job in the channel. But unfortunately, we spoke to the board of directors of them, and they're shutting down the channel, and they're firing everyone, and they're making a golf channel now. I'm so sorry about this, but you guys are all fired.
Oh, no.
Next. And then, of course, Paige always has to do turn it around for her. So she tells the boss, hey, I understand that you're firing everyone, but make me the president of the golf channel, or make me something in the new channel, because I'm very good at my job. Next. And then Joey McIntyre is sad because he lost his job. The show is not anymore. So Joey and Chris are like, it's going to be okay, Uncle Joey. We're okay. We'll always have each other because of the boy band code. And then they touch their hearts. They move their finger under their nose. And they put two fingers together in solidarity for the boy band code.
I don't really understand this gesture.
I feel like it's probably inappropriate. I feel like it's
something dirty and inappropriate. Yes.
And then he's so sad. He looks to the air up in the sky. Like, how could it be that the show is already over when it just begun? Next. And then Barrett is there. She didn't go on her trip. She didn't get on
the plane.
No, she didn't get on the plane because the boss was going to do 6 weeks instead of 3 weeks, because the boss was going to hit each country in South America to do Botox. And Barrett just could not leave Joey McIntyre by himself for 6 weeks. So in
now
the end,
they both have no jobs.
But they have each other and their family, and that's all that matters.
Oh no, Susie got fired.
Everyone got fired.
They said it's a golf.
So they're all clearing out their desks. And of course, Paige lets Sam know she'll be fine. She has already landed on her feet because she is now, go back, sorry. This is a great picture, leave it there. She is the president of the Golf Channel.
It says Fly Fishing Network.
And yes, sorry, Fly Fishing, whatever. I thought it was the Golf Channel, honestly. Okay. They both are boring, but whatever. Anyway,
valid point.
I meant to say the fishing show, sorry.
Okay.
And then Sam touches her by the arms and is like, you bitch. Because, of course, Paige is going to get in another job.
Yeah.
Because she's twisted it around to get a job.
Marker.
Next.
Yeah.
And then we're back at the house, Joey McIntyre's house. And now he's come in with the children with all their stuff. And now he wants to spend more time with the family because he has no other jobs. And then Alex calls him and is like, I have a job for you. So he's like, no, I can't have this job because I need to spend time with my family. And then Alex is like, it's an acting job for this new show. And he's like, and then he's like, maybe I will go. And then that is the end.
Yay!
So it's like a full circle.
It was a first circle moment. All in all, it was pretty entertaining and fun. I tried my best to explain because sometimes the memory goes when you watch.
All good. It's all good.
But I hope that you got the gist of the situations.
So if anyone is looking to watch the Return of the Mac, so that is the name of the show, it is on Daily Motion. And yeah, just look up Return of the Mac. But yes, there you go. It's very cute, cutesy little show. Bring in some boy band characters in there as well. And
yes. I really enjoy, I don't know what it was, but like Donnie and Jenny's character was like the best. I really enjoyed them. Yeah, I like that he was always the
every episode
guy.
Had a cameo and then
Yeah.
Like a good little structure of the show.
Yeah, it was cute. Yeah. It was very cute.
And I like that. And I like that Joy Fatone was in it and Chris Kirkpatrick. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Hey.
Well
done.
Yes.
Any other last minute things to say?
I was just thinking, was Joey McIntyre not in another show?
Yes, he was in Boston Public.
But I thought there was another show about like being in a McIntyre family or something. Am I crazy?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Hamburger one?
That.
No, that's a Wahlburgers, buddy.
Okay, I could have sworn he was in it.
I don't recall that one.
Just looking at a quick.
The McCarthy's?
The McCarthy's. I think that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, with Donnie and.
No, it was like he was like a. It was a family living in Boston, wasn't it? Am I crazy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that one. I know he was in like a TV show called Boston Public.
Oh, okay. Well, he on his teacher. IMDb, there's quite a few things that this man has done. So he's been in 60 things. So, wow. Yes.
Is it say anything there about Boston Public or am I just making it up?
I don't see anything.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a different actor. I don't know.
Yeah, no, Boston Public. You're right. Class Colin.
Oh, okay.
Finn. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay.
And let's not forget he was in the Fantastics.
He was in a lot of things. Hey, would you look at the time?
Yes.
It is at 1:27.
Okay, so anyways, thank you all for listening to the recap.
Thank you so much.
I hope you all enjoyed.
All right.
Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.